City. Across Bendigo.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Feels good. Bendigo's
Tripwire. No, mate, we set you a task from last Thursday because we had a lot of Christmas lights coming on our Facebook page and we wanted to know whether we could get them all together.
Yes, this is places around the beautiful region with Christmas lights.
Others put a few maps together. They're bloody hard to read. And we said, let's get into the digital age, Digi. What can you do for us? The task was to get an app together for all our beautiful Christmas lights.
Yeah.
How did you go, please?
Yeah, well, you gave me 1 week, which was pretty hard, I thought.
It was pretty tough.
But thank God I've got a right-hand man, and his name is Jason, and he's developed an app actually last year.
You needed help,
I did need some help. He actually developed an app last year called Lit Up. We've got Jace on the line, though.
Oh, g'day, Jace.
Hey, Jace.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, so you are the real brains behind DigiBoy.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
So you're Mr. App and he's Mr. Map.
That's a good market.
Probably about it.
And you're Dr. Seuss.
Cat in a hat. The thing is, Jace, is that how much work did you put into this app, which we're all looking forward to, compared to Kyle?
I pretty much did everything, mate. Okay, so Kyle has the voice, but I've got the brain. So
tell you what, man, let's swap Jace. Digi Jace. Yes, I like it. Let's talk about the app. Boys, if we can, gentlemen, if we can, and for the listeners who have want to go and see Christmas lights.
Well, what inspired you to design the app, Jace, the Lit Up app?
It was actually a couple of years ago. We're sitting around the table, we're just sort of thinking, where can we find these Christmas lights? Because, you know, a few years ago they were pretty popular, but nowadays they're pretty hard to find. So we sat around a couple of years ago, just a handful of us with the idea, and then, we just got it together and we wanted to use it ourselves. So it's just an idea that we wanted to take and hopefully everyone else can use it. So it's been in use for a couple of years now, which has been really good.
And we've jumped on board and tell us the map.
Yeah, so we've added, so last week we put a Facebook post up on the Triple M Facebook page and all the listeners put the addresses down. There's about 50 addresses.
There's quite a few.
They're in there. They're in the app, Lit Up. And you can also, if you missed out, you can actually add addresses within the app as well. So,
can anyone do that?
Anybody can do that. So if you know somewhere, even you, Kylie.
if your
address isn't on the app, you can actually add that. But I'll also put a map together and we'll put that on the Triple M Facebook page this morning.
Oh,
the best part about the app, it's called Coggo, Kylie and Jace's Christmas Lights Tour, featuring a little bit of DigiBoy. Would that be right, Jace?
DigiBoy is in, fine print. That's fair.
So harsh.
So fair.
Oh, Jason, we just want to say thank you so much for all the effort and energy you've put into our Christmas map.
No worries at all. Glad I can help and spread the Christmas cheer.
It just makes it easier for everyone. I mean, everyone will say, I don't. They do. People like to go and see lights. They look great.
Oh, yeah.
They're awesome.
Whether it's Duncan Street, Britain Street, Long Gully, whether it's on the highway, wherever it's happening, we've now got it. And it's thanks to you, Jason. No, probably thanks to you, Didge.
If you're going to download this app, which we hope you do, because Jace went to a lot of trouble, Didge not so much. Can you make sure that you are not looking at by yourself, have someone in the driver's seat?
Yeah, because that's definitely right. Definitely don't condone, using your phone and driving at the same time.
Yeah, so that's right.
Christmas light driving is always good with a group of people anyway.
Yeah,
so yeah, that's right.
Someone driving, someone with the phone in the passenger seat and, find your way around town.
It's the only time backseat driving is a good thing.
It's true.
Yeah, exactly.
Jace, a couple of questions to finish with. When can we expect this? Because, Kyle, I have no idea. When do we expect to be able to get this on our Triple M Facebook page for people to download and do their thing?
That's probably the one thing that's up to DigiBoy at the moment.
Right.
He just said that before. It's going to be this morning.
Give me 45 minutes.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.